seen the hound too. I never owned one. Hound dog. Bloodhound. Call.
How about kinds of cats?
Tomcat and alley cat. That was the distinction.
Okay.
Persian cat.
Okay.
Yeah, Persian cat.
Yeah.
That was, you had a ride if you had a Persian cat. I think it was the name, and Far Away had sort of an exotic something to it.
Okay. How about kinds of birds? Either the kinds that are kept in the house or the kinds that are outdoors?
In the house, canary. But the sparrow was the most prevalent bird. And then next came the crow, and the red-winged blackbird, and blue jay. And the hummingbird. And the whippoorwill. I heard quite a few names in birds because our teacher made us, helped us create an interest in them.
Uh-huh.
That's why.
Oh, okay, yeah, this is a good list. How about kinds of fish that are kept in the house and fed?
The names of the kinds?
Yeah, just.
They were all goldfish. And they were lumped under that term.
Okay, where were they kept? What do you call the thing which they kept?
A bowl.
Or, have you ever heard of any other name for it? Maybe not for that, but how about in Chicago? There's that down there near this, near Soldier's Field. It was the shed.
I've heard that, but I didn't hear that much.
But what's the word, though, that I'm getting? The shed. It's called the shed. The name of the building is the shed. There's the Adler Planetarium, and there's the shed.
I'm not sure.
What do you call a big building that has nothing but fish in it? You know, where you go, it's like a museum of life, or like a zoo of fish. And, you familiar with that word? Here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, aquarium. I'm familiar with it. Fish pond. I've heard that somewhere. That's the name I want to give to aquaria. Fish pond.
Okay. How about? Have you ever heard any special names for a bull? Maybe euphemisms that wouldn't.
A seer or something like that.
A what?
A seer, a sire, or something for a bull. He was the bull that was always going to. Stud.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's
right.
You use that more for a horse,
yeah.
Would you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a female is called a.
One
that gives milk is a.
A cow. Is there another name for it?
No, that's all I want.
Uh-huh.
Actually, the pronunciation of that. And a young one is called a.
Calf.
And a you have two animals working together. You have them working as a.
Team.
And a cow is going to produce a young. You say a daisy is going to
produce what a calf? Is it?
Okay.
I don't understand.
Well, would you say she's going to what? For instance, you'd say
she's
a woman
going to have.
All right, did you say the whole thing?
She's going to have a calf.
And a dog, lady. The dog, the lady is going to.
Going to have. Puppies.
And speaking of horses, you say, well, I don't know much about horses because I have never rode a horse.
I've never ridden a horse. I've never rode a horse.
Which would you probably use?
Rode.
Okay. Now, he was riding his bicycle and he had an accident. He fell.
He fell off the bike.
All right. And the game played, you pitch these things at the stake?
Horseshoe.
Plural?
Horseshoes.